Hey guys, this is your Monday Morning Minute. Hey guys, Todd Kartner here, and welcome back to your Monday Morning Minute. Today's topic is the 8 most common mistakes that first-time homebuyers make. Number one is not getting pre-qualified. You should always speak to your lender first before you go to look at a home and make sure that you know what your budget is so you know what price range to look for with that home. You don't want to be out looking for something that just does not fit your budget. That gets your hopes up and then therefore you can't get what you're looking for. Number two is making sure you stay away from those unicorns. And what I mean by that is I recommend that you go and make a list of all the things that you would like to have in your next dream home. However, make a little star beside those that you have to have, those must-have features, whether it's a granite countertops or a bonus room or a Carolina room or whatever it is, hardwood floors throughout. But don't be unrealistic in thinking that every single thing that you're looking for in a home is going to be in that first home that you look at or even the first several homes that you look at. I call those unicorns, like I said, and we have to stay away from those. You can always upgrade and make those necessary changes that you have on your want list that are not on your need list. So make that list before we ever go and start looking. Number three is going to be that people think they have to use the listing agent to purchase the home. And the primary example that I like to use there is new home construction. With new home construction, the agent that is there on duty at the site, the location in the sales office, works for the builder. They are going to be representing the builder. Any agent can take you and look at that new home construction just like they can any other property. So I always recommend that you take your own agent, which is referred to as a buyer's agent, to go look at that new home construction so that you are represented the best way possible. So please make sure that you understand that you do not have to use that listing agent that is on site in the sales office. Now, the best thing you need to do for an agent is find one that you like, find one that you trust, and find one that you work well with. And then that agent will be able to represent you through any transaction. Number four is looking at what I call the online estimates. A lot of people call them a Zestimate. Zillow is famous for that. Don't go by those estimates. If you look at it this way, you can have the exact same model in the exact same community. One has granite countertops, the other one has laminate countertops. One has hardwood floors, the other one has vinyl floors or builder grade carpet. One has a Carolina room, the other one doesn't. You cannot go by that. When you have those online estimates, a computer is looking at the sales history as well as what is available to come up with that price. It cannot be true because someone physically doesn't walk into that house. Your agent should be able to walk into that house, look at all the upgrades or downgrades if there are any, look at all those and put them together and come up with the actual price that you should be paying for that home. Number five is do not expect your property to increase in value. The market goes up and down all the time. So just because you buy a home today doesn't mean it's going to be worth more in a couple years. It very well could be. It could be worth a lot more. But it doesn't mean it's going to go up right away. So don't get your hopes up that buying a home and then just in a couple years it's going to be worth a lot more, because sometimes that just isn't true. Number six is understanding your expenses. You need to understand when you own a home, there are always going to be things that come up that are unexpected, whether it be your heating and air conditioning unit goes out, you have a plumbing leak, or it could be simply that you want to redo the yard and you think that, oh, well, that's only a couple $100 to do that, but you didn't budget that in. So if you, my rule of thumb is if you get qualified for, let's say, $250,000, let's look for a home that's in the $225,000 to $230,000 range so you're not completely maxed out on your budget. And that makes it a world of difference. Number seven is feeling rushed. Do not let an agent rush you into something. There is no reason for it. Make sure that you find the dream home that you want. Take your time and make sure that everything goes smoothly. A good agent will walk you through the process as it goes along. When to expect your home inspection, when to expect your termite inspection, when should the appraisal come in, the title search come in, What is your estimated closing date? All those things a good agent will walk you through. So make sure you don't feel rushed and understand the entire process. That's what our job is. That's what we get paid for, is to help you make sure that you understand everything and that you're not rushed and under a huge deadline. Number eight, finally, and please listen to this. Don't fall in love with a house until you close on it. And what I mean there is, things can happen all the time. Sometimes a seller will back out of the deal. They decide they don't want to sell it. Something happens in their family, or their family situation happens. Something could happen in your family and your family situation happens, and the deal just doesn't close. So don't fall in love with that property until you close. Another reason that you don't want to fall in love with it is after the home inspection, you could find out there's severe termite damage or foundation damage, and you just simply don't need to get that home. So don't fall in love with it. You can like it a lot, but don't fall in love with it until it's time to close. This is your Monday Morning Minute, and don't forget, I am always available for your referrals and never too busy to take them. Make sure you subscribe on the channel below, and thank you again, and we'll see you next Monday on your Monday Morning Minute.